Welcome to the 32nd London International Mime Festival and to this discussion following the performance of Kaffer Nahum by the Belgian company Mossu Bonté. This session is being recorded for broadcast by theatrevoice.com.
My name's Dick McCaw and I shall be guiding us through the next 20 minutes. In case you haven't read this fantastic programme that was produced, you started together in 1985. Since when you've produced 22 shows, and five of them have been produced as part of the Mime Festival. The first one was that one on Lucas Cranach, when we couldn't quite see which was your head and which was the puppet's head, and it was really disturbing. And yet tonight, I heard you laugh. Don't deny it. People were laughing. And I've never heard anybody laugh at you. I mean, the Cranach show was really quite frightening. So is this a new departure with Thomas joining you and with comedy?
No, I don't think so. I think humor is always there, really present in our performances, but there are never a comic effect. It's mixed with other feelings, other sensations. The aim maybe behind that is to let's speak the complexity we have, everybody in us. And if humor exists, of course, sadness or engagement, involvement exists too. But humor is the side that you take, of course, the distance with everything you do. And for us, it's really important to be to let things go through us, like if we were mannequins of ourselves, and also to let your imagination going inside us. In the same time, we have to be out of the object that we are suggested to you. So humor is also a way to say that.
Right. Okay. Now it's your turn. All you have to do is put your hand up and ask a question. It's lovely if you've enjoyed the show and you want to share with us how much you've enjoyed the show, but they are really here more to listen. To answer questions than to listen to your praise. This is being recorded for a website that specialises in theatre content, and it's called theatrevoice.com. I'll mention it at the end as well. So if you've missed any of the post-show discussions, all of which, of course, have been fantastic, you can go to theatrevoice.com and hear yourselves again and again and again. So I will repeat the question. Once you've asked it, in case you asked it very, very quietly. Also, I might simplify the question so that my friends can understand it. Indeed, I might even translate it, if so minded. Okay, so just put your hands up and I'll...
Can you speak about the title, please?
The title?
I don't think I'm going to repeat that. Can you speak about the title? And he repeated it.
Kaffer Nahum means Kaffer Nahum. In Hebrew?
In Hebrew.
Hebrew. In French, it's Village de la Consolation.
And Village of Consolation.
But for the in French meaning, Kaffer Nahum, it's now Kaffer Nahum, and it means a lot of things in disorder. Des choses de rien qui sont trouvées là par hasard.
So, little nothings that just happen to be there by accident, but just by chance.
But unhappily, it's just in French and in Spanish that Kaffer Nahum has this sense. But when you chose a title, you begin to use this, and it begins to be the performance itself. So for me, Village de la Consolation is so nice. So and the sonority of Kaffer Nahum too. So it's okay. Something like that. It we can let a mysterious rapport...
Relation
between the title and what you see in the performance. Not what we want to explain, but what you see.
And the next.
Yeah. Could you say something about what kind of working process you had for creating the performance?
I honestly don't think I need to repeat these, but the creative performance, the process. Can you talk about the creative process?
In general, in our company?
But this particular performance.
This one? It's not the first time we work with technique we don't know. On ne connaît rien.
They know nothing.
Nothing. We did with puppets. We did with shadows. We did with ropes. With hanging bodies. And no, for this time, with objects. What an object is for us, who are regisseur,
director,
choreograph. What can we do with that? That's the beginning. I think we need new support to get our universe into. And comment aux acteurs on dit toujours vous êtes comme des mannequins.
So quite often you say to actors you're like dead people, you're like puppets.
Et qu'est-ce qu'on dit à un vieux sac?
So what do you say to an old bag? I mean, you know, an old bag.
Yeah, it's that you try to find the life of the bag. It's an animist process here, not so plastic. It's really what the sea will learn.
Where is the soul? Where is the soul of the material?
And so you work long and long years. It takes a lot of time. We discover that to move this part of the body of the object, we need head, du poids, head,
weight
there and not there. It's we go like that. It's a discovering a new country for us.
I'm interested in knowing about the relationship between the music and the object manipulation, kind of what came first, how was the creative process there?
Okay, to talk about the relationship between the music and the object manipulation. And who better than Thomas?
Okay. In first,
So first of all, it's the object. In the first place, it's the object.
After we found some sound objects, and it's the same process. And it's how to find another life for this object, and then the donc nous.
Oui.
Donc, en cherchant après une nouvelle vie à cet objet,
we look for a new life for this object.
En fait, c'est dans la métamorphose de l'objet que qu'on développe quelque chose.
So it's in the metamorphosis of the object that you develop something. It's in the changing of the object that you develop something.
Et après ça, en co-improvisation, on voit quels sons fonctionnent avec quel objet et
So through improvisation, you find out what sounds work with what objects.
Et puis le retrait, hein, donc de se retirer pour créer un univers ou de coller exactement.
So then they step back to see how what kind of universe they're creating, what kind of universe can be created from that.
Et puis la surprise.
And once again, surprise and not known. Next question to Patrick, because he speaks really good English. Okay, right at the back there.
I really love that black wig. I thought the black hair. hair, the use of that back hair was compelling. I wondered whether it classed as a bad hair day.
I can't translate bad hair. Is there anybody French in here?
Il parle de la perruque noire. Donc en anglais, on dit quand on a les cheveux qui sont dans toutes les directions en même temps, it's a bad hair day. Rien ne fonctionne pas.
Mauvaise tête, in French too, we say that.
Une mauvaise tête.
Mauvaise tête, c'est plutôt mauvais caractère. Bad
so that's when you're in a bad mood. He just being bad. Is there a relationship between your bad hair day and the wig? Or
bad day for God.
God was having a particularly bad day.
for him. I understand the piece to be about, after reading the notes, though, a creator loses control over his creations. And would you say this reflects, in a way, your work also? Like the animation take a life of its own and might even go against you and your intent?
Maybe, can I just... I don't know if you all heard that. It's a really fascinating question. If the piece is about a creation that went wrong, is this in some way a paradigm, an example of actually their creative process as well, that the creation itself takes on its own life? Tu as compris?
Yes, maybe it's a very complex question. Mm. Certainly, you have to control all the sounds of the performance. What kind of intention can find development? But in the same time, it's always a question of to let go the things, for the actors to being transparent. For the music tonight, we have patterns and we follow the same pattern every night, but inside that there are a lot of accidents, and performance gets its life because of that, because of the relation that is never fixed, never
yes, fixed, closed, right. Yeah.
Between Nicole and Thomas. And yes, art is a sort of accident, and you have to organize it, but to feel free with that, so you can be, you can take part of that accident, and we can share at that moment really something, because human is only that. So I don't know if I've replied to your question, but
yes.
Difficult process.
Hey, can I just ask if they could talk a bit about the process of choosing which objects and how that came about?
To talk about the choice of the different objects.
They chose us.
did you start with a lot of objects in one room? Or?
At the all beginning, just one object. Oh, it moved, it's in life. After two, after three, after 100 objects, you have whoa. Everything can get in life. Every object, what you want. So the choice go in the dramaturgy. It's also a plastic choice and a choice of material. After something with a little bit moo.
A bit soft?
A bit soft, you need another material or contrast. The colors also come in. And not the story, but the dramaturgy. Il faut trouver une famille d'objets.
You've got to find a family of objects.
Avec des cousins éloignés.
So with distant cousins.
Mais aussi des jumeaux.
But also twins. Hein?
C'est ce genre de jumeaux.
It's this kind of thing.
Going back to the sound, I just wanted to know why you felt it was important or why the choice was made that you made the sound be visual present in the performance.
Do you understand? Why was it important that you were here playing We could see you playing the music. Or do you need to see Nicole?
One thing is the time open. And we said before that we are always playing with accident, then to have a tension between her and the objects and the light and you, I think it's important to have live music, but it's his choice. Why?
But why is Thomas on stage? To say that, there is il y a un enjeu.
There's something at stake. There is an exchange between them.
Between the sound and the images. I always think that I am never in your place, that it's not enough. We don't see him enough. Is it right? Yeah, we don't. Yeah, it's too desperate.
And we are in synchronization. And then if she play on a band, on a tape, the sound don't come from the object.
And I think it's important for the object, because it's not like a body of a dancer, of an actor. You know where your muscles and bones and who it's. But an object, for example, the first, it's just paper. And people go where you want to go. You have to follow. It's impossible to decide, no, it's a hand. For me, it's impossible. And I think it's the interest of use object. So it's important that music is so malleable and...
So malleable.
You cannot dance. You can dance with object like boom, 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 but not get life. So the music must be... I think it's indispensable.
She thinks it's absolutely indispensable.
Could you say something about the increasing presence of your body?
I think not this myself. Has to be you. Patrick, talk about the increasing presence of Nicole's body in this show on stage.
Well, that's maybe a normal progression to the human. Because first of all, Nicole gives life to that object, so we try to do that. And at one moment, that character, we don't know what it is exactly. Maybe a false god or something.
False god.
Those objects. But at one moment, he is so involved in what he's doing that he can't stop his presence, her presence coming up on the little stage, and the body becomes its own object. It's like a new object, and it's the final object, certainly. And he falls down like the previous one, so with no morality.
I think we've got time for another question, if you've got another question. Thank you so much for staying behind. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Thomas. And good evening.